KMJ News Time is 7:49, and of course, if it's Monday, even if it's raining, that means we get a chance to welcome our good friend Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal into the program. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning.
All right, so Tower District, we've got a restaurant that's been there for a while, and they're getting some new ownership.
Yes, Golden Restaurant is one of those landmark Fresno restaurants. They're known for their great Chinese food, huge portions, and when you go there, they really make you feel like family. It's owned by Ben Ju and his wife Helen for the last 55 years. Ben had actually worked for the restaurant before when it was owned by his great aunt, and he sort of worked up the ranks. So it has a long legacy. You know, something that is remarkable about Golden Restaurant is that it's served up to five generations in the same family in certain cases. And that's what Ben said, and it just boggles the mind and really is a testament to how good it is. After both of the husband and wife working for a combined 100 years in the restaurant, Ben and Helen are retiring, and they're handing the reins over. We weren't able to nail down the new owner yet for an interview, but according to an application for their liquor license for a change of ownership, the new owner's name is Sherry Liu. Word is that the new owner is a younger relative, so it's going to stay in the family. Family was a theme with fans who found out about the transition, which was first reported on a Facebook group that I was in about growing up in Fresno. One person who was in the group said they used to go there to soothe their pregnancy cravings. Another one said that her dad took the family to eat there on the day she was born. A lot of really personal stories like that. People have been going there for decades, you know, 40 to 50 years, and it looks like that legacy is going to continue under a new owner and then the same family, Golden Restaurant in the Tower District.
I think you hit the nail on the head with them, because the first time I was taken there, I absolutely felt so welcomed, like I had been going there for years, and the food was great, and the portions were huge. And I, my old buddy that I used to co-host his radio show with, Andrew Zimmern, you know, Mr. Food Guy himself, he always said, you know, you can go to a place, and if the food is good but the service is great, you're going to go back. If the food is great, the service isn't good, you're not going to go back. In that case, the food is always great there, and the service is always great there.
Yeah, that's their secret.
Yeah, no, have you been there? I mean, when's the last? Do you remember the last time you were there?
It's been a while.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we should just go ahead and order in right now, since we're talking about it. We're talking with our good friend Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. All right, Beacons. Do we have a sale on another building?
Yeah. So if your listeners have driven along 41, they've seen the Beacons building. It's seven stories, 100 years old, just south of the 41. And they have the big Beacon sign, storage sign up on top, which the manager of the building calls the largest billboard in Fresno. It's still used for storage. You know, one of our reporters took a tour there. He saw office equipment and pianos. It's super old school. It's got those old-timey freight elevators and the personal elevators with the gates that you have to close by hand. They still pass inspection every year. There's a rich history behind that building. It goes back to the Beacons van lines that was founded in 1891 in Iowa. You know, these are horse-drawn vans at that point. They're real pioneers of the moving industry, and they came to Los Angeles a few years after that. And by the 1920s, there were these huge storage warehouses all over California, including Fresno. It's in an industrial area of the downtown now, but back then it was surrounded by homes. You know, the homes kind of gave way to the freeway when it was built. Used to store home furniture. Trains would bring in bulk goods like dog food and flour, and then, you know, on their way to somewhere else. The first floor vault would be used to store fur coats, you know, and keep them cool and dry in the hot summers, about, you know, the best they can do for those coats. Fresno was actually the last of these buildings in California still operating, and it was sold to a new buyer in 96. Now it is for sale once again, listed for $3 million for about 60,000 square feet. The visions for that building are numerous, could be used for mixed use, you know, residential as possible, warehouse on the bottom. According to the broker, it has tons of potential. Really cool building. I'm sure everybody's seen it, whether they kind of recognize it or not. But we'll keep you posted on when and if it sells.
You said they had hand-operated elevators in there?
Yeah. Oh, well, they have
love
the,
those.
No, they have the gate. You have to push the gate.
Yes.
Closed with
yes.
Your hand.
Yeah. Because I growing up in Chicago, my dad used to work at the merchandise mart, and I used to love those things where they push the gate closed, and then the guy would sit there with the lever, and you'd have to get the floor right, go 3 inches past, go 4 inches back down. You don't see many of those anymore.
No, they're definitely a relic.
Yeah, no question. All right. He is Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal, and he joins us every Monday at about 7:48 or 7:49. Always appreciate it. Thank you, Gabe.
Thank you, sir.